This is Unit 75.
Scornful. S-C-O-R-N-F-U-L. Full of contempt and loathing. Disdain.
A scornful attitude will not win you friends.
Her scornful frown daunted his romantic advances.
Scornful. S-C-O-R-N-F-U-L. Full of contempt and loathing. Disdain.
Tenable. T-E-N-A-B-L-E. Capable of being held, maintained, or defended. Justifiable.
Your theory is tenable so far, but let's get more proof.
The notion that the earth is flat is no longer tenable.
Tenable. T-E-N-A-B-L-E. Capable of being held, maintained, or defended. Justifiable.
Actuarially. A-C-T-U-A-R-I-A-L-L-Y. According to probability. Statistically demonstrated.
Let's figure our risk actuarially before making a decision.
They actuarially calculated his chances of living to age 93.
Actuarially. A-C-T-U-A-R-I-A-L-L-Y. According to probability, statistically demonstrated.
Assiduous. A-S-S-I-D-U-O-U-S. Unceasing in effort. Constant. Persistent.
Her assiduous practice led to an Olympic gold medal.
By assiduous effort, my son mastered his Latin homework.
Assiduous. A-S-S-I-D-U-O-U-S. Unceasing in effort. Constant. Persistent.
Eschew. E-S-C-H-E-W. To shun as something unworthy or injurious. To avoid.
A recovering alcoholic eschews all use of intoxicating drink.
Our kind supervisor eschews the use of threats to get results.
Eschew. E-S-C-H-E-W. To shun as something unworthy or injurious. To avoid.
Now let's review the five words you have just learned.
Scornful. Full of contempt and loathing, disdain, scornful.
Tenable. Capable of being held, maintained, or defended. Justifiable. Tenable.
Actuarially. According to probability, statistically demonstrated. Actuarially.
Assiduous. Unceasing in effort. Constant. Persistent. Assiduous.
Eschew. To shun as something unworthy or injurious. To avoid. Eschew.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words. One fascinating discovery of the great pioneer of scientific word study, Johnson O'Connor, was that a lot of the hardest words in English are no greater in length than easy words. Take belie, for instance. A little five-letter word, yet high up the ladder of vocabulary. Belie can be confusing because of its very simplicity. Does it mean to lie, as in lie down?
Or lie down beside? Or does it mean to tell a lie, to cover up the truth? Of course, as you've learned, the current primary meaning of belie is none of the above.
Belie means to give evidence that someone is not being truthful, to reveal the actual truth of the matter. It reveals something to be a lie, as in, the victorious coach's ear-to-ear smile belied his claim not to be very encouraged by his team's performance.
Or, the facts uncovered by investigators belied the congressman's assertion that no money was shifted to his bank account. But hang on to your hat. Sometimes belie is used to mean the opposite. Another meaning of belie is to cover up or misrepresent the truth of the matter, which contradicts the primary meaning, which is to reveal the truth in spite of someone's attempts to cover it up.
Such as in, his clothes belie his station in life. So it is a word to be used and to be read or heard with great caution. If someone says belie, have him explain exactly what he means. And if you use it, make sure the context shows clearly which meaning you intend.
Unless, of course, you wish to misrepresent.
You mean belie?
Secondary meaning.
Got it.